Cleaning Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we start the show by saying thank you. You're amazing. I love you. You are the best audience listener tribe a guy, a radio host could ask for. Thank you so much for sharing the show, for all the subscriptions, ratings. One guy rated me. All the subscriptions, ratings, plural, you bring your friends, reviews that you give on iTunes. The feedback that you guys give is awesome. It keeps me going. It keeps the show going only because of, by the grace of God and you good people, does this show exist. So keep up the good work, and I really appreciate the love. Of course, if you're listening to us on the podcast, you can always check out the YouTube channel if you want to see my ridiculous face doing this whole show. If you're watching us on YouTube but want to take us on the road while you're driving, while you're working, while you're working out, hook up with a podcast. They are all completely free. If you want everything that I've learned how to do and all the resources you need to grow your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's all sorts of stuff. I think right now there's a free video and a bunch of amazing free training you can get just by signing up. growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting with a return guest, Dwayne Anderson. I've done almost 300 of these. I still remember this guy because his story is so good. He is from Pace Ventures Cleaning. These guys serve the Southwest Indiana area with residential, commercial, and specialty cleaning. If you want to reach out to Dwayne and his team, you can get a hold of him at www.venturescleaning.com. Dwayne, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Mike, for having me.
Glad to have you, buddy. So you and I were chatting it up, so I am 100% caught up. But just in case the listeners don't remember your show back from however many months or years ago it was, give us a quick refresher on who you are and what's going on in your world and what your situation is.
Dwayne Anderson, of course. And my company is a little bit different. I don't own the company. I run a cleaning company for a nonprofit agency, Pace Community Action Agency. They have Head Start, early Head Start weatherization, energy assistance, WIC, health clinic, several programs I'm probably neglecting, but they do a bunch of good in the community. And about 12 years ago now, we come up with an idea for a for-profit cleaning because we were mostly government funded and we're trying to help people be more self-reliant. We thought we should, if we're going to walk the walk, we should walk the walk too. So we created a for-profit business, a cleaning business, and we're almost 11 years old now. 17 employees. I've been with this agency for a long time. So I was their janitor before we started the cleaning company. So they've kind of helped me grow as a person as well. So it's all been a good thing.
I got to tell you, my favorite thing I heard was, man, if we are going to help other people to be self-reliant, it's a little, I don't even say hypocritical because that sounds really harsh, but it's a little fishy to say, hey, we get money from the government to teach you how to stop taking money from the government. I get it. Right. It's not that, you know, that's like 99% of the stuff out there, but I love that you and the leadership said that's not totally congruous. Let's not just tell you to go out and get a job. We're going to show you how to do it, and we're going to create jobs in doing it. That is awesome. I really like that piece of your story, and I really love that you went from being a janitor and said, hey, there's a bigger opportunity, not just for Dwayne, but for the community, for this organization, for the people that we serve. I am loving everything you guys are doing from everything you've told me so far.
Well, thank you, because it's been a blessing to be involved with.
Well, I am hoping to continue that good loving with whatever I can help you with today. So what's going on in your world today that I can help support the cause?
I would like to, if you had any creative ways to get buy-in from my guys. I go out and I work in the field. They know I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty. I'll pull double shifts if I have to, if we're short-handed. We get a bunch of one-time jobs or, you know, life happens and somebody has to step in. So they know I'm willing to do that. And I think I got pretty good buy-in from them from just doing that. But our line of work isn't the most glamorous. And you know, you can get buy-in by being appreciative. And I was looking for some creative ways to show some love to my guys.
Well, I was telling Dwayne before we got hit record that this is one of my absolute favorite topics, and I don't get to talk about it as much as I'd like because I try to let you guys run the agenda of the show, right? I want to make sure I don't just go, I rant enough without asking. I want to make sure that we give you guys a feedback and I'm helping you where you're at. So I love this question. This is more important than I think most folks realize, that 0 to 10 employees for me was a lot of just get it done, get it done, get it done, get it done. I knew everybody. They all knew me. I shouldn't say there wasn't a need for this, but I felt like I didn't know there was a need for it. I could just get along. Once you start getting 15, 20, certainly that 30 employee level, you don't know everybody. Even if you know everybody, you can't say hi to them every day. There's not that kind of connection where just by the force of your personality, it just gets diluted. So that's such a good question. If you're not dealing with that now, if you're doing all the other things that we coach on this program, you will be dealing with it shortly. So you want to start implementing these things now, even with 2 or 5 or 7 employees.
Yeah,
because you could actually tell me that, Dwayne. I remember last time we spoke, you didn't have this kind of staff, and this wasn't an issue. How would have you liked to have started kind of dealing with this and putting systems in place then, as opposed to now, where you're, I don't want to say behind the eight ball, but it's just harder to implement after the fact, no?
And it is, and I have little things. I have an attendance quality control bonus every month. Little things like that, but like I said, my creative brain just doesn't flow when it comes to what I do. But and I've had in the past where, you know, bosses involve you to do things, and just little things can make a difference out in the work world.
I found little things are what make the most difference. So I agree with that 1,000%. All right, well, let's jump right in because I've got so much to say. We've got a limited amount of time. I want to get it all in. All right, first and foremost, what is going to happen, and this should almost count double for you, Dwayne, in the situation that you're in, is core values. So if we don't share the core values, I don't know how to help. So that's the foundational thing that we need. My core values for the last 10 years, as the listeners know, have been have fun, make money, be real, and help out. If they don't share those core values, there's nothing I can connect with other than if you do this thing, I will give you some money, which is the worst kind of employee-employer relationship, because they can go anywhere else to get the money, and I can't go anywhere else to get that that kind of commitment. So first and foremost, there's got to be a core values match. I'm assuming, because the way that you speak and the passion that you have and the fact that you've been there for decades, I'm assuming you all have a set of core values that you follow. Is that a fair assumption or no?
We do. We have 5 core values.
Talk to me. All right, here, right on the spot. What are they? I won't tell your boss if they don't know.
Going to be disappointed because I can't. And we did have an acronym for them. It was IRIGHT, but we just changed them. It'd been for so long the same. And
give me a couple, just so I've got
integrity, willingness. Those are the only 2 coming to my head right now.
That's fine. So that's. Again, if the only thing we've got to influence these guys is, hey, get to work or you're going to not be able to pay your rent this month, there's a limit to what that'll do. Because if we're paying $10 an hour, all someone has to do is come around the block with $11 an hour, and now we're out and they're in. And it's not a good relationship.
Right, you lose a good employee.
Right, and it's not like, oh, that's good for them, bad for you. It's just bad, right? If again, I hate to use the word prostitution because that's way too strong, but... I don't want to hire prostitutes. I don't want to hire people like, I don't want to be here. I don't love what I'm doing. You have money. I want your money. Therefore, I will do this thing that's distasteful to me. That's a loss, right? And again, obviously prostitution is way too strong of a word, but we're not asking them to go on a book signing and be surrounded by adoring fans. We're asking them to put their hands in toilets, right? It's not the easiest, most fun thing. Very few people inherently want to do that. Go ahead.
Kind of person.
Exactly. So what we need is that second layer, actually the foundational layer of, I'm not here to wash toilets. I'm here because I want to work with people that are full of integrity and have the same willingness I have, I'm guessing, to fulfill the other core values. For me, people wanted to have fun. They wanted to be real. They didn't want to be in a place where they had to put on a mask. They wanted to be like, man, I could be the same me. I am the same dopey me or funny me or silly me that I am at home. I could be that way at work. I don't have to fake it. I love helping out. I can't believe that we had a deal where I think you got either half day or full day every month paid if you just wanted to go take off to do some sort of community service. People love that, right? So if they thought that was stupid, they wouldn't be a good fit. So when someone else came to waive more money than what we were paying, and that happened all the time. We always paid our people way better than I shouldn't say way better, 10 to 20% more than what they'd get elsewhere. But we had such a good organization, people kept wanting to promote them, right? And give them better jobs that are higher paying at their place. And we'd have people stay forever because they couldn't get the core values, right? The place that was waving the more money wasn't about having fun. They weren't about making money. They didn't care about helping out. And they wouldn't allow the employees to be real. And the employees said, there's things that are more important than money. And we would lose people where they'd get double the pay, and God bless them, right? Because I wanted to be real and I want to help them out and I wanted them to make money. It was within our core values to lose people to better jobs, but they were really better opportunities, right? Where it's like, hey, this is a much bigger company. They're going to, you know, I'm going to be this vice president of that. God bless them, right? But we never lost that one to, hey, same job, we're just going to give you more money. Never. Never, 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 never. Had to be a bigger opportunity. In that case, we always loved it. So first and foremost, core values, core values, core values. The good thing is you guys are doing something special. So if you've got someone that is just time for money, that we got to get rid of them. What we want is the guy and gal that believes in the mission of what you're doing, right? And I've talked to you enough, both off air and on the last podcast and the short amount of time we've been recording today, to know that you are there for more than money. I'm guessing you could easily get a job for the same money, probably more if you looked a little bit in your community. Is that a fair guess?
I'd say fair, maybe.
Okay.
I've been approached in the past and I've had no interest in leaving. So
thank you. That's exactly how you want your people to feel. And it's not because of the money. Obviously, you've been approached in the past. I'm guessing sometimes who's going to approach you for less, right? I'm guessing most of the time they approach you is for more.
Right, right.
And you said the exact magic words you want your team to say. I had no interest in leaving. I bet you if I asked, you'd go, I don't even know what they offered. We didn't get there because I said pass, which is fantastic. It's what I want people to do. People, hey, Dwayne, come work with me. The wrong thing is, I don't know. What's the pay? When can I start? You know, how much, what's my parking spot look like? What I want to be not interested. Well, I haven't even told you I don't know. I love it here. So they're doing a great job. The good thing is they're modeling what you want, right? You were in for far more than the dollars. You're in for, I know, just because of the times that we've talked, you believe in what you're doing, what the company's doing, and that's why you're there. Fair. Perfect. That's all so you're already modeling upwards the relationship that you want. You get that they get that they need to do something other than paying Dwayne his salary to keep you engaged, and they're doing a great job with that. We're just going to help you duplicate that. So the first and foremost, we've got to focus on core values. Second, actually a subset of that is the hiring process. So many people don't use the core values at all in the hiring process. And then maybe once they get started, they'll kind of tell them. And it's like, why would you surprise them? Why would you say, we're not going to tell you what this class is about, and then there's a test, and why make it hard? And everyone's going to fail. Just tell them what the test is about. Give them the answers, for crying out loud, and let them succeed. So tell them in the hiring process. All of my ads that I put out were all written super fun. We were very real. We would say stuff like, I mean, even on my website, I said, my boat payment ain't going to make itself. You people need to buy more crap. And people loved it because it was real. We were clear. We did this. We wanted money. That was one of our core values. It was also fun.
Right.
So that one line right there that we would put in our website and advertising stuff, you guys need to buy more crap because Mike's boat payment ain't going to make itself. That was real. It was fun. And it exemplified our core value of making money. So that one little line was three core values. So we want to have the same thing with your ad. So you want to be like, hey, are you the most honest guy that you know? Does it make you want to crawl out of your skin to lie, cheat, or steal? Keep reading. You're in the right spot. See, that talks all about your integrity. The willingness, I'm not quite sure if we were working together, I'd coach you through that because I'm not quite sure what willingness means. But you want to make sure that your ad is just dripping with core values, your core values, because that's going to do two things. The obvious one is the people that resonate with those core values, they're looking at 100 ads, right? And they all say, great hours, get paid to learn, advancement opportunities. But they all say the same thing. So they all say nothing, right? If you look at 100 ads and they all say, we're the cheapest, we're the best, we're this, whatever they say, if they all say the same thing, they all say nothing, right? Because, every car dealership says, we've got a sale coming up this Saturday. Come on in. Well, every car dealership has a sale every Saturday. So why would I come to you versus someone else? When you say, hey, we've got, we had my dog Sadie. Come in and meet Sadie. And, if you buy a car, she'll let you scratch your back. Well, shoot, that nobody else does that, right? That's at least, whether you like it or not, it's different. So same thing. We want people to read your ad and go, oh my gosh, right from the beginning, before they've met anybody, this place is different. So you've got to know the core values. You've got to put it throughout the entire hiring process, because what will happen is that ad will attract the right people, right? I'm going to use my core values because I know them. The people that are about having fun and they do want to be real, and they get that they want they want to make money for themselves. They want to make money for my company, and they want our customers to make money, and they want to have fun and help out while they do it. They're not just going to go, oh, apply, I'll check it out. They're going to go, oh my gosh, this is what I've been looking for. I can't believe it. And the problem is most people, even when I help them with the ads, oftentimes they won't, you have to fix the whole interview and hiring process. So if they get all excited and then they come to the first interview and then you're just like every other company, you've kind of let them down. It was a fake narrative, right? My favorite thing, right, I would hear when we owned the car dealership, because we had, like I said, we had my dog on the commercial. We literally would interview her. She'd be wearing like a company sweater we put on her, and we'd ask her questions. She would just look at the camera and say nothing. People loved it. It was ridiculous. It had nothing to do with cars, but it brought people in.
But just having fun.
And when they came in, they go, oh my gosh, that's Sadie. She was like a little mini star. And my favorite thing to hear was, you guys are just like you were on the website. That's when you know you're nailing it. So when they come in and they go, this is the exact job that you promised on the ad. And then they start and they go, this is the exact job you've been telling me was available through the whole hiring process. This is what I've always wanted. You're halfway done. You're 90% of the way done. If you can get all that done, you attract the right people with your core values, and then the job lives out the core values, those people are not going anywhere. Where you can bite yourself is where you promise them one thing in an ad and in a website and some sort of advertisement, and then they come in and you pull out the rug and be like, we're not about any of that crap. Now get to work, right? So you've got to be consistent throughout the process. And the other unintended benefit of this is the people that aren't a core values match, they're gone. Because the same reason you're not looking to leave, because you're like, it's not about the money, it's what I do. The people that are about the money and are going to go somewhere else for a nickel more are going to go, I don't need any of this headache. Like, have fun, be real, make this, what kind of help out? I'm not interested in any of that crap. I just want to get paid and go home. Fantastic. There's nothing wrong with that. You'll hate it here. So those people never call. So it does two things. The people that are going to be a bad fit never even make it into my hiring funnel. The people that are going to be a good fit not only make it in, they're fired up, right? They may have clicked apply on 32 other jobs, but this is the one they click apply and look for my emails. Like, oh, I hope that's them. I really want to get in. And then we can't get into it now. It's in the, if you want the whole thing, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, the Clean Profit Method step, I think 7 and 8, talk about how to do all this in detail. But the whole process is set up so they want my job. Not by a little, by a lot. Like, the rest of the jobs are all backup jobs. Our job, we position in such a way where they want this job. So anyway, core values, core values, core values. The hiring process is the next thing. We've got 1 minute. I'm going to give you one more thing, then we're going to hit the lightning round. Recognition and appreciation. That goes so much farther than anything else. Stupid stuff. Like, I would bring my guys, especially the night guys, right? Especially if we're like stripping and waxing at midnight or 2 a.m. If I didn't need to be there to help, which I would. One of my one-on-one clients said someone coached her never to clean anything because you're teaching your employees that I guess you clean, which is ridiculous. I'm like, good Lord, if you're going to be there, what kind of a jerk watches other people work? You don't have to stay for an hour, but yeah, like, that's so arrogant. I don't know who taught her that or that really upset me. So I'm not saying you should be cleaning. Please don't hear me saying you should spend a bunch of time cleaning. That's not what you should be doing. But if you're on site and you see some garbage, I own the entire car dealership, and if the toilet was dirty, I would freaking clean it, and my employees would be embarrassed because the owner should be cleaning, but they know I would. So again, when you go out, you don't have to clean, but don't be afraid or uptight or aloof. Bring them Cokes just to say, I appreciate it. We would hold events every month, and good Lord, would we give out awards. I think we've talked about this on the show before. We would give best looking wife, and we would give bad awards. You don't have to give these, but best looking wife awards, biggest piece of crap car awards. And we give real ones too, like most committed. And we'd give an award for every core values. This is the guy or gal that was having the most fun this month. This is the guy or gal that helped out the most. So we would get, there'd be, once we'd have customers and vendors, and it'd be a big party, and we'd have like 60 people there, we'd give out 40 awards to vendors that pay the best, vendors that are the biggest pain in the neck, customers that, everybody got an award. Some of them were good, some were bad. Everybody had a blast. And again, if the people didn't get our core values and we gave someone an award for being the biggest pain in the neck customer, you can't just pull that off unless you set it up, right? They loved it. And we'd take a picture of them getting the award. And I'm telling you, we'd go to my employees' homes or customers' businesses. We'd see these awards hanging on the wall. And we'd take a picture of me presenting. They loved it. And how many stories do you think that told, right? Because I'm telling you, your next best employee is probably good friends with your current best employee. So when his friend comes over and goes, what is this on the wall? It's ridiculous. And he goes, oh my gosh, Dwayne, you wouldn't believe it. These guys gave me an award, and this is for stinking up the bathroom the most in the month of October. My place is so cool to work. That's how you want to hire people, not, my place pays better than elsewhere, or they don't supervise us very well and we're able to sleep on the job. That's not what you want. So long story short, you have to have core values. Those core values have to be throughout the process, the hiring, the training. You actually got to deliver the core value goods while they're working with you, and then recognize and appreciate the crap out of your folks. All right. I really want to hit the lightning round and get some opportunity to hear some of your wisdom. Any questions or thoughts before we move on?
No, I'm good. I've got some good ideas. Appreciate it.
That is what we're here for. All right, we're going to give you the chance to share some of your good ideas with Cleaning Nation. Three quick questions, three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
I gave you a quote from my dad last time. I'm going to give you advice I got from my dad. He told me, whatever I do in life, even if it's sweeping the floor, do it to the best of my ability.
Which
a little prophetic there, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, which for a guy that owns a company sweeping floors, that was pretty forward thinking. All right, great feedback. What is the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from each other?
Underselling yourself. Don't get locked into a job that you can't make any money on.
Preach that, my friend. Yes, 1,000 times yes. All right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away that will improve their lives or their business just a little bit? Something easy to implement.
You have to go all in. Half an effort won't work.
I forget. I was reading a book and I read something. No, I was listening to a podcast. Someone else's, way worse than mine. Don't listen to that one. Only listen to mine. No, just kidding. I was listening to a podcast, and he said two things. And that was a Navy. It was the guy that actually pulled the trigger on Osama bin Laden was being interviewed. He said two things that was good. One is slow is smooth, and smooth is fast. I always thought that was good because people want to rush through and do stuff, and it ends up taking longer. And he said you can do it right or you can do it again. And that kind of ties into what I think you were sharing. All right, Dwayne, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening patiently and quiet to my rant. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation
appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you, man. Glad to have you back, as a matter of fact. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Dwayne's show notes page, you get all the tools that we talked about here, how to hire, how to do core values, how to have a unique selling proposition, bidding, but everything you need to grow your cleaning company. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out right now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.